Hello, this is Tony Reid. Welcome to GAY, a radio programme for LGBTI people and their friends on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM and other access radio stations in New Zealand. And this month we've got some more music. I've been attracted to a new musical called And Juliet, the only musical I know whose title begins with an ampersand. Partly because the current Broadway production seems particularly good at casting gay chorus boys. None of these play the stars, but as the understudies, as the run continues, they seem to stand in for their relevant principal roles more and more. So they always seem to be doing that. Unfortunately, they're not in the recordings as a result. And Juliet is a 2019 coming-of-age jukebox musical, meaning it uses pre-existing songs as its musical numbers. And Juliet, however, features the music of only one composer, Swedish pop songwriter Max Martin, who has written, as you'll hear, a number of quite familiar songs for various stars. The story is a what-if scenario where Juliet decides not to kill herself at the end of the play. And Juliet is originally British, opening in Manchester in 2019, transferring quite quickly to London's West End and only closing there in 2023 after winning a number of Olivier Awards. A transfer to Broadway, in this case via Toronto, was inevitable, and the official Broadway opening was 17th November 2022. It is still running, and a US tour has also just begun. So, we open with William Shakespeare presenting his new play. I am playing tracks from the Broadway cast album, where Shakespeare is played by an actor called Stark Sands, fairly well known, actually. Here is the opening number, Larger Than Life, which was originally sung by the Backstreet Boys.
All you people, can't you see how your love's affecting our reality?
Prices to fame.
All right.
So good to be here. Welcome, everyone.
All of our time spent in flashes of light.
All you people, can't you see? Can't you see how your love's affecting our reality?
Every time we're down, you can make it right, and that makes you larger.
The crowd and I see your body sway. Come on.
Shakespeare is the part understudied by Australian Daniel Assetta, who seems to play the lead fairly often, if his Instagram is to be believed. Daniel had quite a successful career back in Australia, including at least one tour of New Zealand thrown in there, but decided to risk it all by moving to the big lights of Broadway. His supportive husband came too, a writer called Tobias Madden, and he managed to get a spot on Broadway fairly quickly, even as an understudy. But I think I've commented before that being an understudy on Broadway is being the equivalent of being the lead many other places. To continue the plot, Mrs. Shakespeare then appears and wants to change the ending so that Juliet survives. So on waking up, Juliet sings Baby One More Time, originally a Britney Spears song. So let's hear that from Lorna Courtney on the Broadway recording.
Supposed to know that something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight, yeah. Show me how we want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now, because my
Juliet is saved from being sent to a nunnery as a result of all this by her nurse and a new character, her non-binary friend May. This is the main LGBT role in the musical, and it's been played by Justin David Sullivan, who is a real-life non-binary trans actor. I think they've just given up the role. Very few last more than a year. With 8 performances a week, you can understand why. Anyway, they all go off to Paris, meeting new characters, François and his father, Lance. Lance is the only major older role, and it's played by our old friend, gay opera singer Paolo Schott, who you heard last month singing a number from South Pacific, because he was in the big revival with that. He floats very much between operas and Broadway musicals. Seems very much at home in both. François proceeds to sleep with Juliet, and Lance sleeps with the nurse, who's an old friend. But then François meets up with our non-binary friend May again, and they kiss. And the Katy Perry song, I Kissed a Girl, which turns into I Kissed a Boy, is their duet. So let's hear that, sung by the original Broadway singers.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to. I just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you. So right, don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I liked it. Us girls, we are so magical. Soft skin, red lips, so kissable.
Hard to resist, so touchable.
Too good to deny it.
Ain't no big deal.
Okay, but you know that I'm not a girl, right? If that's you.
It doesn't matter to me. I just like kissing you.
It felt so wrong.
It felt so right.
Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a boy and I liked it.
Sorry, I've just never done anything like this before. I'm not really into drama.
Oh, you think I'm into drama?
A 5, 6, 7, 8! I kissed a boy and I liked it.
I liked it.
I liked it.
I kissed a boy.
Shakespeare then proceeds to complicate the new plot even more by bringing Romeo back from the dead. Romeo is understudied by another gay chorus boy, Latino Mackay Hernandez. He's the baby of the current cast, who is now in a relationship with the show's dance captain, Phil Colgan, who is actually just leaving, but they've been sort of quite publicly having a relationship. Mackay also has understudied Francois, and the original Francois is now leaving, and so Mackay is at present becoming a full replacement. He's got his first contract as a lead, and it'll only be for a few weeks, but he's still rather chuffed about it. The Act Two plot gets even more complicated, and the ending is far from neat and conclusive. Our last song from the musical is called The Shape of My Heart, again originally a Backstreet Boys number, where Lance apologises to his son Francois and accepts his relationship with non-binary May. So here, singing Shape of My Heart, are Paolo Schott, as I've already mentioned, and Philippe Arroyo, who has also just left.
Francois, please try to forgive me. Stay here, don't put out the glow. Hold me now.
Don't bother.
A If every minute it makes me weaker, you can save me from the man I've become. Looking back on the things I've done, I was trying to be someone. I played my part and kept you in the dark. Now let me show you the shape of my heart.
I'm here with my confession. Got nothing to hide no more. I don't know where to start, but to show you the shape of my heart.
Shape of my heart.
Anne Juliet is still playing on Broadway, and a US tour has just begun. Starring as Shakespeare in this is gay actor Corey Mack, previously in the famous revival of Merrily We Roll Along, where he was even married on stage by Jonathan Groff. There's no sign that Anne Juliet is going to be in New Zealand, but I think it's coming to Australia, and I suppose we'll get it eventually, even if only in Auckland. It's clearly quite a popular thing. Both the Broadway and the London cast albums are fully available on YouTube, so you can listen to it all. And the plot is best defined by Wikipedia, I think. I gave up trying to follow it, actually. it's like many musicals. The plot is not the important thing, really. But I'm going to close with a tribute, a very sad recent death. We have heard about sort of elderly actors dying. Maggie Smith got a lot of publicity, and even Mitzi Gaynor at least got lots of excerpts from the movie of South Pacific being played on our screens. But there had been nothing here in New Zealand on the death of a much younger theatre superstar, Gavin Creel. Aged only 48, he was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer in July and died only 2 months later. In his Broadway debut in 2002, Thoroughly Modern Millie, he was nominated for his first Tony Award for playing the male lead, Jimmy. And a glance at his Wikipedia article shows his substantial theatre career he had, both on Broadway and in London. He was also heavily involved in gay rights activism. He was beloved by all as a really kind person. Everybody claimed to be one of his closest friends, because that's how it seemed to them. His last major outing was Into the Woods, where he played Cinderella's Prince and the Wolf. Yes, an interesting combination, which is fairly common, actually. Which he performed in New York and then on the lengthy US tour. I recall covering that in Capitee Gay at one point and describing the close friendship during the long tour of the three gay boys, Gavin, Jason Forbach as the other prince, and Kennedy Kanagawa as Milky White the Cow. Both Jason and Kennedy have produced beautiful tributes on their Instagram, as indeed has virtually every member of the Broadway community. So I'll close with a number sung by Gavin. This is his contribution to the series I have played a few numbers from, R&H Goes Pop. Rodgers and Hammerstein are R&H there, from which I've played several numbers before. He sings on this series Something Wonderful from The King and I. So let's hear Gavin Creel singing that.
Mm-hmm. say, but now and then you'll say something wonderful. The thoughtless things you do will hurt and worry you. Then all at once you'll do something wonderful. He has a thousand dreams that won't come true. That's enough for you. You'll always go along, defend him when he's wrong, and tell him when he's strong. He is wonderful. This is a man who thinks with his heart. His heart is not always wise. This is a man who stumbles and falls, but this is a man who tries. This is a man you'll forgive and forgive, then you'll help and protect for as long as you live.
I suspect very few listeners in New Zealand will have heard of Gavin Creel, which is a great shame because in his area he was a superstar, and we tend to rely on whether they've been on television series. And I can report that the series American Horror Stories, which were shorter individual stories based on the series American Horror Story. This story is the first two episodes of American Horror Stories, which is on Disney. And it's about a girl and who has two gay dads, and they are played by Gavin Creel and Matt Bomer. So you can at least see Gavin Creel on a screen at the moment, providing you subscribe to Disney. I suspect there will be more musical delights to come. There always seems to be news coming out of the theatre world. You can hear this programme again next Tuesday at 8 p.m. or Thursday at 5 p.m. It is also available on our website at www.coastaccessradio.org.nz or just Google Coast Access Radio Kapiti Gay. This is Tony Reid for GAY on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM and other access stations around New Zealand. Yes, now everyone. Everybody needs a human turn.
program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.